For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Come and fill us and come and quicken us and come and strengthen us and come and show us the things of God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we cannot live without you. We cannot move without you. We cannot do anything without you. That's why we are here. For you are of the Father, and you come to speak to the church. Jesus said, you will not speak of yourself, but whatsoever you shall hear from him, that is what you teach the church. So speak to us tonight. Give a deeper conviction of your will and your ways. Help us to know you more and more. In Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The Bible says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Once you are in Christ Jesus, the Bible said there shall be no condemnation for you. But it's not just being in Christ or coming to church. There's a difference between coming to church and being in Christ. That is why he goes on to say that who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can be in church physically, but if the Spirit in you is not of God, it doesn't make you a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Because your life is controlled by the Spirit that lives inside you. Because the Bible says that God is a spirit. John 4:24. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit. In spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Write these scriptures down. Where are your notebooks? Everybody, yeah, I know. Midweek service is Bible studies. It's teachings. God is what? And what? Once you come to church, if you spend time to come to church, he said you have to worship God in what? And in what? In what? And what? In spirit and in truth. So, the spirit in you does not conform to the nature of God, then you are not a child of God. Yes. They that worship God. How many worship God? Raise up your hands. Yes. So, you have to worship God in spirit and in truth. So, if you are a liar, you deceive. It means that you are not a child of God. Because God does not know anything called lie. Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't lie. So when you lie, you are manifesting the spirit of Satan. You are not a child of God. It doesn't matter how often you come to church. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Because if you say you are serving God, you are worshiping God, then the Bible says that you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is worshiped in the spirit. So you must be spiritual before you can relate with God. If you are not spiritual, it is difficult to relate with God. And you cannot receive the things from God. Because God reveals himself to us spiritually. He has spoken to us by his spirit. Everything is a spiritual. Once you are not in the spirit, it is difficult to relate with God. Because physical things cannot relate with spiritual things. Hallelujah. So go back to Romans chapter 8. There is therefore, that is why Paul is saying that if you operate in the spirit, there shall be no condemnation. Because you always speak truth. You always do things which are spiritual. You always do things that doesn't conflict your spirit. And so there's nothing they can use against you. If you are very spiritual, you will not be involved in fornication. Because you know that it is a physical thing. You will not be interested in that. If you are spiritual, you won't lie. If you are spiritual, you won't steal. If you are spiritual, you won't gossip. If you are spiritual, nobody will tell you to pray. Because God is a spirit. How do you relate with God? You have to be spiritual to know the importance of relating with God. And that is the reason why you don't pray, is because you are not spiritual. Because the person you want to talk to, he's not somebody who can take a telephone call and say, "Hello, God, are you there?" Then you speak and he speaks. You speak and he speaks. No. He's a spiritual being. And so you need to be converted to a spiritual person to be able to relate with God. Hallelujah. There is therefore no condemnation. That's why the more spiritual you are, the more righteous you become. The less spiritual you are, the more sin you commit. And you commit easily without worrying. You don't feel any conviction. But when you are spiritual, you sin. The Holy Ghost will convict you. If the Spirit of God is in you, it will tell you that what you did is wrong. The money you have stolen is not yours. Go and take it. Go give it back to the person. And he will not give you peace until you bring it back. You fornicate. You can't sleep if you are a spiritual person. You go and fornicate. You can't sleep. The Holy Ghost will worry you out till you yourself will confess and say that, "Look, this thing. Some call one round, I'm into me and they mean call crown, I'm in trampe." Hallelujah. Because you are such a spiritual being that God will knock on you till you say, "Hey, I have to stop this thing." You won't have peace. Are you there? That is why I said there is therefore no condemnation, because you live a clean, pure, holy life. So hardly will somebody have an accusation against you, unless something's very, very spiritual. Okay? Now there is therefore no condemnation for those who walk not after the flesh, but they are in the spirit. Number two. Okay. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. You live a free life. Nothing can be used against you. No condemnation. The spirit of the life of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Woda na wada unim ze unni obi ho adwebone won go di obi ade won wi obi ade nti woda wo peace of mind. You are free. Free from the law of the sin and death. To be able to commit sin and still sleep happily, drink happily. Sometimes when I see some of my church members those days, and somebody has committed such a... So what was the time the person did? Because maybe at that time I was praying, but the person was, he was blowing herself, crying. Only for her to appear and say, you are pregnant. Eh? How did you get pregnant? Husband said, how did you get pregnant? And what day and what time? That day you threw all your Christian values away. And then you just have such fun happily without blinking an eye. I say, hey. So I think about that. When I'm listening to the message and I hear Bishop Oyedepo said, on the 15th of August 1985, 1986, I caught that. Then I start thinking that this day, 1986, what was I doing? What was I doing that somebody was catching revelations? Oh, a revelation he caught that has changed his destiny. That day, he was spiritual. Catching spiritual revelation, and you were physically blowing yourself. Attracting curse for yourself. Say mercy. For the love that has set me free. The next verse. So you see, as every verse, check the word spirit. Spirit, 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 spirit. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his son in the likeness of flesh, for sin condemned the sins of the flesh, that the righteousness of the law be fulfilled in us. Who walks not after the flesh, but what? After the spirit. So to have God's righteousness, you have to live in the spirit. Your whole life, see, that's all, the more spiritual you are, the more you walk righteously. The law of the righteous. If you say you are a righteous person, not because you're a righteous person because you are in the spirit. You live in the spirit. So hardly would you get yourself involved in sin. Because the spirit of God is that controls you. So you can see, you hear the spirit, the spirit, the spirit, the spirit, the spirit. You keep watching. And the line, if you have the Bible, you see that. I keep underlining. The next verse. Okay. For they that are after the flesh, they do what? Their mind is always full of fleshly things. When you have money, what do you use it for? It tells us the state of your mind, whether you are a spirit being or you are a physical being. What controls your mind when you have money now? What are you going to use for? To show us whether you are a spiritual person or you are. For they that are after the flesh, they do mind. That's their mind is always on earthly things, flesh things that will satisfy the flesh. But they that are after the flesh, spirit, they think about things of the spirit. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? What is this movement? Please sit down. I'm preaching. No movement. Okay? Are you here? See, everybody mark yourself. And see whether you are a child of God or you are a child of Satan. I'm just reading the Bible. I'm just showing you who you are. And don't think that it is coming to church that make you a Christian. It is those who are spiritual. For they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. When you get, as I said, when you get money, what comes to your mind first? And the child will say, oh, you're spiritual. And I say, oh, you're spiritual, a carnal person. When you wake up in the morning, what comes to your mind first? It shows whether you're a spiritual person or you are a flesh person. When we say we are doing fasting, and by 12 o'clock, about 11:30, already hungry, you are still flesh. Because if you do mind the things of the spirit, you won't even feel hungry. Your mind is telling the better. What are you 6 o'clock or another 5 or 3 o'clock? But nobody did. See, what do you have been 3 o'clock? No, but before, and no, no, yeah, was in it. And no, no, yeah, sin it. Now, coupon only in the baby relating. Why do you think Jesus Christ, Moses, they were able to go to the mountains and pray for 40 days and 40 nights? They were, their minds were so full of God that they couldn't think of food. See, the mind is what controls. That's why Satan operates with us in our mind. He'll put ideas. Yeah. Uncle, I see a cock come. Also, uncle. If you are spiritual, you open the back as a camp. Who can the back as a camp? I'm going to meet God. Hey, I'm going to do anything to make sure that I go. For they that are after the flesh, their mind is full of things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, they also think about spiritual things. The next verse, watch. For to be carnally minded, the more you think about your flesh and things of this world, the more your life is going down and you are about to die. You will be dying because you attract curses, you attract diseases, you attract things that, because the flesh needs a lot of things, you'll be forced to do things that is not right just to satisfy your flesh. And by so doing, you are set on the lane to destruction. For those that are carnally minded, is to be carnally minded. If that's the way your whole reason for being in church is things that you want to eat and drink your body and get money, and this, that's all you are looking for. You are preparing, Bible says you are preparing yourself to die. And you die earlier than your time. To be carnally minded is death. I didn't write the Bible. I'll read it to you. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So, how far you live, how long you live on earth is determined by how spiritual you are. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 5, verse 6. To be carnally minded, you are preparing yourself to die and die quickly. But to be spiritually minded, you are bringing more life to yourself. And you are going to have more peace. You enjoy peace. That's how the Bible said that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You will never have peace if you got yourself into sin. You will never have peace. Especially if you come to church often and still go and sin. Then it's better stay as an unbeliever. For unbeliever, he hasn't done anything wrong. But you who say you are a Christian, anytime you commit sin, you say that you can't sleep. If you like, try tonight and go and fornicate. Oh, don't worry. You enjoy it within the period. After you remove the thing from it, you know, and you go home and you are on your bed, you will see how the Holy Ghost will shape you. You will not have peace. But the spiritual one who went home, read the Bible and prayed and he fall on the ground. Oh, okay. Peace. And he had life, long life waiting for him. 7. Because the carnal mind is what? Enemy. Enmity against God. What you don't know is that as your mind is working on yourself, your carnal things of what you can get and how you can steal and you can do things, you go and fornicate, you can go and sin, you can go and gossip. What you are doing, the Bible said that you are fighting against God. You are fighting against God when you get yourself involved in this. Nobody is going to kill you. You see, you yourself, your behavior is against God. Bible said to be carnally minded is enmity against God. Hey, you think that it is your boss that you are deceiving. What you don't know that you are fighting God with your behavior. For it is not subject to the law of God. Because the law of God said that don't steal, but you are going to steal. Don't fornicate, you are going to fornicate. Don't fight, you are going to fight. Because you say, ah, suddenly what can't some ashimi the mess make be a chino. You see, and the law of God said that peace. Peace. You say, no. We ain't quite a minute. So you have acted against the law of God. And God said that sin is going against the law of God. The wages of sin too is what? Neither indeed can he, because he's not subject. That's a, your life is not controlled and operated by the laws of God. Because God is a spiritual person. You are a carnal person. And so you find it difficult to obey God's instructions for your life. You find it difficult. You won't yield yourself for the word of God to control you. You follow your feelings and your desires. And that is why the Bible says you go against the law of God. You won't listen to the voice of God. The voice of scriptures. You won't listen to it. You cannot, neither can it be. You cannot even, because you are a physical person and you are trying to obey spiritual laws. It doesn't work. You can't do it because you are not spiritual enough to have that humility. The next verse. So then they that are in the flesh can never please God. You can never please God. So you are wasting your time. Just coming to church every day and you don't want to be spiritual. You are wasting your whole life. That's how you can go to church for 100 years, you can't prosper. Because your life is different from the laws of the Spirit of God. You say you don't want to be spiritual, and so you don't want to yield yourself to any spiritual laws. You want to come to church and still operate with the earthly laws that you, where you came from. The fleshly desire is what controls you. And God says, okay, that's all you are choosing. You can't force me to bless you. You can't force me to bless you because, Auntie Deborah, already you are gone. Near me, can you know that? Sorry, could you not say? Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Romans 8:8. Never forget this scripture. So then, they that are carnally minded, they think only about their flesh and what they can get speedily. Chasing things that you don't need to chase. Because open and tempt them. Bible says you can never please God. And if you cannot please God, how do you expect God to bless you? See, sometimes we forget that we are not serving man. You are serving God. And he has the power to bless you. I cannot bless you. I can pronounce any pronouncement on you as a pastor who want to encourage you. But the power to be blessed, it comes from God. I can anoint you oil. I can counsel you often. I'm counseling. I only use scripture to counsel you. If you take it, if you don't, the rest is yours. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The next verse. but you are not in the faith. So Paul was saying that it cannot be that having been coming to church over and over and over, hearing the preaching, you are still. So he said, I don't think you are the type. He says he thought he was writing to Christians. So that I think that for you that I'm writing this letter here, for you, my church members there, you are not in the flesh. But they were in the flesh. But you could imagine that for the many preachings and the teachings to the Roman church, he could still identify people who are flesh. So he just made the general presumption that I believe that you are not of the flesh. I presume that you are not of the flesh. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of him. So that's what the Bible said. If you don't manifest any sign of spirituality in your life, the Bible said that you are not. You can be in the house of God for 100 years, you are not. Kukano, is it not very serious? As long as you don't have that spirit manifesting in you. Like in church, you are after church, into your room, all kind of things are going in your mind. That has nothing spiritual about it. Romans chapter 8. I'm just reading the scripture that you know. Say, oh, if only the Spirit of God is in you, then you are, and I believe you are not in the flesh, then you are free. But if anyone have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. The fact that we call you a Christian doesn't make you a Christian in the sight of God. The next verse. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead to sin. You cannot be interested in sin. You cannot be interested in things that will bring condemnation to your life. Because you are conscious that this thing, when I do, I can be condemned. So I won't even think of doing it for me to do it. If Christ be in you, your body is dead to sin, but the spirit is life because of the righteousness of Christ. The next verse. But if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit. You can see that he keep on using the word spirit. If the spirit is in you, there's power in the spirit to change something, even your health. How healthy you are is manifested by the spirit of God in you. Diseases come to our bodies all the time, but it is when the Spirit of God is in you, it fights those diseases away. That's why you see righteous people living longer, all things being equal, and stronger. You hardly would you see them sick. Spiritual people. There are certain food when you eat, it brings you sickness. And so when they say, let's do fasting, so that you don't eat those food that you have been eating, that is building up your sickness and certain diseases in your body. Burn certain element, a calorie out of your body by giving yourself to food free. You say, no, me, I can't eat. Because the flesh is yearning, desiring. Eat. Because your whole mind is that, I'm about saying, when you start checking your watch, it means that your mind is thinking about food. Because if you know that I'm going to eat at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, you will even start thinking about what. Because your mind doesn't work towards the food. Because you know that for, maybe you're saying, you're reading Genesis, in number 6. But because your mind is on food, that's why you check your time. How many minutes? Your mind is saying, hey, go and sleep, go and sleep. Are you not tired? Go and sleep, go and sleep. And so, because your mind drives you, you won't yield yourself to the spiritual thing that will make you a better person. I'm healing you. Are you here? So, your body, if that spirit is in you, I mean, imagine that the power of God is living inside you. Do you expect certain disease to be inside you also? Is it not possible that that power can burn that disease away? So why don't you yield yourself as a spiritual exercise? Paul was speaking to Timothy, said that spiritual exercise, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse, I think verse 8 or 12, as a profitability, but holy godliness is profitable both in the things of this world and the world to come. So the more spiritual you become, the better your life even become. You look more healthy. Oh yes. The Bible said that when they told the people that everybody is going to eat the king's meat, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, we will eat. The king said, we beg, if you don't eat, the king will beat us. So tell the king that we are not eating. You give us some vegetables and some drink, we will drink. The Bible said after the period, they look more handsome than those who ate. What you don't know is that the food that you ate by in 2 hours, 3 hours, you will still be hungry. And you come back to me who hasn't eaten. We will all be hungry. If you like, eat your breakfast. By lunchtime, you'll be hungry. So you have come to join me. Who did he eat you? But I benefited more than you who ate your breakfast. Then we are going. Then you eat your lunch. I'm still going spiritual. And so I'm gaining more spiritual strength and ground. But you, your food is now controlling your body in and out. The food you ate, you don't know the one that does what the one that the cook, what do you call it? The fly shitted on it. Shoo. And it has brought a disease in you, but you don't know. So it's building up in you. If that day you haven't eaten that food, probably your life would have been saved. Spiritual mindedness. Tell your neighbor, let your mind be spiritual. That you are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being. So make your mind be more spiritual than physical. Because if you don't tune your mind and know that, hey, I'm a spiritual being. I'm a spiritual being. Go back. We are continuing. But if the spirit dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. Praying, fasting, make you look younger. Keep you healthy. Engage yourself in that. You live longer. I say you live longer. Amen. Amen. God himself said that man shall not live by bread alone. Why do you want to live by bread? Every day you want to eat bread. Every day you want to eat bread. When God says you shouldn't eat bread, it's not bread that will not make you alive. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, tell your neighbor, therefore, my sister, therefore. My brother, tell the person, say, therefore, Jack, Bonidi, therefore, Hodo, catch Bonidi, shall be bear for you. We are not debtors, We are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Don't live after the flesh. Okay? You don't owe the flesh a duty to satisfy, but you owe your spirit a duty to live longer. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Verse 13. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. See, he keeps telling the same thing over and over. You shall die. We shall die. We shall die. But if we, through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body, we shall what? Yes. So, your life, how long you live and how healthier you live, is determined by your spirituality. Your spirituality. Your mind must be spiritual. That I'm a spiritual because your life is connected to spirit. You are a spirit. And you need to feed the spirit in you with more spiritual food for it to grow stronger. Not the physical. The physical, it will die very soon. But the spirit in you is eternal. So he needs the food to eat to make it stronger so that he controls the physical body for you. But the more you are feeding the physical body, you are killing the spiritual body, person in you. So it cannot exercise itself for you to make you a better person, because it is controlled by the body. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. Hey, do you want to die? So when we say stop sin, it's not that we are disturbing you. We are trying to save your life, because this thing, the Bible said that you would die when you get yourself into it. And yet Christians are always yearning to sin. Hey, to die. But if through the Spirit, through who? If you are more spiritual, if you always think about spiritual, if your mind is always working spiritual, Bible says you mortify the deeds of the body. You control the body. Hey, we can't do this. We can't do this because I can't do this and die. I want to live long. We shall live. That's, and then verse 14 comes, the scripture that is popular. He says what? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you are not within this group of people who are led or whose mind works spiritual, you are not the son of God. This is the line God drew to separate those who are his and those who are not. May you join the class of those who are always on the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. As many as think spiritual, behave spiritual, work spiritual, mind spiritual things, and they are led by the Spirit of God. Because when the Spirit says, don't do this, they don't do. That's what it's going to be led me, that you, somebody is guiding you, do this, don't do this, do this. The Holy Ghost will guide you, because you are manifesting him in your life. So he keeps directing your path and guiding you. So the more you yield to your spirit and your spiritual guidance, the more God is leading you. And the more God is leading, that means that God can count you as his son and his child. And that's how God begins to do more things for your life. Hallelujah. And so I intentionally read all these scriptures for you. We can go and continue. It's a very long thing. But you see, one of the reasons why you need to understand these fundamentals of spirituality is that because God is a spirit being, you don't use your physical body to talk to him. You have to use your spirit body to talk to God. But you are not spiritual. You don't have the spirit. How then are you able to communicate with God, who is a spirit being? Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. So you say you want to pray. You are a physical person. You mind physical things. And you say you want to talk to somebody who's a spiritual being. How does it work? Unless your spirit is alive. That is how your spirit can speak to God, who is a spirit, and explain to him what you need from him. So when you speak, then God can hear. Because now it is life for like. Do you understand? Because if you are not of God, you cannot communicate with God. Can you imagine that you met a goat? Then he met you, say, blah, 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 who to say? Who do mind, goat? You do run away. Yesterday, I saw something on social media. They have killed a rat. And when they killed the rat, as they were burning the rat in the fire, they said, ma, ma, my okusia wo na wode jemu na ye shi wode ma wo ma o baba na nusa o. And the guy was saying that, I think there's a prophet B was saying that bayifu bi na ye chi no na odana na okusi a ye kumu o ye okusia wo wo e ja shi no ye singing the this dead with blood, And as the fire burned, my woe. Now, who shall we see? Son, I'm not worried. So you cannot relate with God from your physical perspective. Are you here? So you need to be converted into a spirit being to enable you to communicate with a spirit being. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. So chapter verse 26. Verse 26 of... what does it say? Just move down to 26. When you go home, you can use it to do your quiet time. And as you read the Bible, mark, underline, spirit. And ask yourself, do you fall within every class that of spirit that is in? Mark yourself. So he said that, now we are learning that prayer is communicating with God. And God is a spirit being. And you are not a spiritual person. It is difficult to commit to God. So the Bible says that the spirit of God in you, okay, likewise the spirit helps, because God knows that you need to talk to him. So he had to have his spirit in you to come and help you with your spirit to be able to communicate to him. Are you here? So the Bible said that likewise the spirit him also helps our infirmities. When it's time come for us to pray to God, to relate with God, his Holy Spirit is connected to your spirit, and then he helps your spirit to say what God will hear. For the spirit himself also helps our weaknesses, our limitness, our infirmities. He said that, for we even don't know what we should pray for. We don't even know if you go, you come before God. How are you going to pray? You don't know what you are praying for. And you don't know what one will be answered. So he said that the spirit happens so that we may, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to pray. But the spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. The next verse says what? And he that searches the hearts knoweth the mind of the spirit. Okay? Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So what Paul is saying is, it takes the Holy Spirit to help your spirit to be able to even pray about things that he, the Holy Spirit, knows that this one, it is the will of God. This is God's plan for your life. So when you pray this prayer, God will answer for you. God will answer for you. Because he, the Spirit of God, knows the things of God. Bible said, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it said that, which man knoweth the things in a man, save the spirit that is inside him. So the things of God knoweth no man, except those who have the Spirit of God. So, you ni nyankopon humu womwa. That just say, nyankopon niyama na washa fa hono. O intimi nyebi, because nyankopon yine di, o di neho onkunkuni ye di ma oho hum. Na wo omo ari wo yi a enye djuma ya ko de bia wa dwini nyina ye kana e bia sini mu ne ma ni na wo dwini yo no e beda yakopon ho mba o se obi bia de intention ba kire wa bu. And into your whole life is controlled by your mind and your earthly things. And so you are struggling in life. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? So our time is almost up, but I intentionally took my time to explain all these things so that in this book, how you can be helped by the Holy Spirit in prayers. Chapter 5. How you can be helped. Sanye, ubeya, ubenya mwa efri. Nyanko po hongho. Sebasa obompaya. Because you don't know the things of God. Only the Holy Ghost knows the things of God and his plans and his will concerning your life. And so you need a Holy Spirit to help you to even pray for what will be beneficial to you. Because you don't even know what to pray for. So when you are praying in the Spirit, it means that now it is the Holy Spirit which is in control of your life and is uttering things on your behalf. Hallelujah. Are you here? So it is important to know that you must become fully converted to enable the Holy Spirit to come into your life so that God's Spirit, you must have the Spirit of God inside you. Your spirit in you must come alive so that the Holy Ghost can connect to your spirit and then he helps you to be able to pray. And that is why we pray in tongues. That's how we pray in tongues. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Bible says that, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 14. You can start 14, verse 1. Quickly. 14. Follow up the text. Desire spiritual gift. Have you seen spiritual, not carnal things? Spiritual. And one of the spiritual gifts you have to look for is the Holy Spirit. Desire the Holy Spirit. Okay? The next verse, verse 2. He says that, for he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. When you start speaking or praying in tongues, it's not you who is not speaking, or you are not speaking to men, human beings. Because God is a spirit being, and only God understands the language that the Holy Spirit is helping you to say. Even though you don't understand what you are saying. Because the Spirit is supposed to help our infirmity to know what to pray for. So the Holy Ghost is supposed to come and help you to pray a prayer that God will hear. And that God wants you to have. But you don't know that that's what God has towards you. That is why it is very important for everybody to be able to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. So how can you be helped to receive the Holy Spirit? Number one, there are 5 steps you need to go through, or 6, 7 steps. I'm going to mention them quickly and then we close. Number one, confess your sins. If you want the Holy Ghost to dwell in your life, remember God is a spirit. And so until you are moved from carnality into spirituality, and it takes confession of your sin to cross you over to the spiritual. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You cannot have fellowship with the Holy Ghost when you are still a sinner. The Holy Ghost is a Holy Ghost. He wants holy. He wants those who are subject to the Spirit of God. He is from God. He's a Spirit of God. And he can relate to only those who have the Spirit of God in them. So when you are a sinner and the Spirit of God is not in you, the Holy Ghost cannot relate with you. So he cannot help you in your prayer. And he will not show you the things that God has for you. Or even if he shows, you can't catch it because you are spirit. You are not a spirit being to understand. So number one, confess your sins. Confess your sin and ask God to forgive you for every mistake you have made. Once you are cleansed with the blood of Jesus, you are ready to receive the Holy Ghost. The blood draws, always comes before the oil. Hallelujah. It always comes before the oil. Holy Ghost anointing. And with that confession and moving out of sin. Leviticus chapter 14:14-15. Write it down. When you go, you can take it down. Number two, ask for the Holy Spirit. After you have confessed, I'm showing you steps. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, seven. So number one, do what? Move away from sin. Confess your sin. Forsake them. Stop sin and allow, because without the Holy Spirit, Jesus says you are not of him. When you speak, you can't hear. He doesn't know anything about you. Number two, ask for the Holy Ghost in prayer. Luke 11, verse number 13 says that, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts. Remember Romans chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. It says that desire spiritual gift. And that's the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, he says that, for if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Ask. To them that who? Ask him. Remember, the first step is that you have stopped sin. Then, when you get to step two, you have to ask for it by prayer. Say, Holy Ghost, Father, fill me. I need a filling of the Spirit to enable me to be able to even pray as I ought to pray. Number three, open your mouth and speak to God. Hallelujah. You have to open your mouth. You see, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, tonight I believe God is going to anoint people to begin to pray in tongues. How many have never prayed in tongues before? Raise up your hand. You have never prayed in tongues before. You don't know how to pray in tongues. Raise up your hand. God, tonight God is going to give you that power and the gift to be able to pray. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So, you have to open your mouth and speak. When the Holy Ghost is upon you, you must have to believe to have received the Spirit. And when you pray for the Holy Ghost, you have to believe. Then you have to open your mouth and speak. Okay? In Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, the Bible said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. Began to what? Speak. So you have to begin to speak. As we pray for you, you pray for it, and the Holy Ghost come. You have to start speaking. And when you start speaking, it will not be as others are speaking because people are matured in it. You have just started. Class 1 student different from university student. So you will start to that is the beginning. Don't feel shy. Because you are asking for something that is going to help you the rest of your life. Hallelujah. That's God is coming to that. Get an anointed servant of the Lord to lay hands on you so that you can receive the Holy Spirit. That's why tonight God sent me to come and anoint you. Say amen. Amen. Bible says in Acts chapter 18, 8 verse 18 and 19. Acts 8, 18 and 19. And when Simon saw that through the laying of hands, 8, 18, when Simon saw that through what? The laying of hands of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. Through what? The laying of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. When Simon the sorcerer saw that the apostles lay hands and the Holy Ghost was coming upon the people, the Bible said that he offered them money that, can you give me this thing so that I can also lay my hands on people? And that's a gift of God, which God has not given it upon his servant to distribute to as many as want it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many are willing to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Maybe yours have dried up because you have entered far back into sin. Tonight, the Lord wants to restore that gift for you. Hallelujah. Number five, pray until you receive it. You know, sometimes when people pray, something that is precious for you for the rest of your life, how can you say, you have to pray until you receive it. As long as you are a Christian, you will need the Holy Spirit in your life. You must be able to pray in tongues. If you can't pray in tongues, you are not a complete Christian. You cannot, because prayer is a long distance journey. And if you are praying with only your understanding, you can't go far. That is why the Holy Ghost has to come upon to help you to be able to say, I pray for 4 hours, 5 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours. How did they do it? They do it by the speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost now helps your infirmity. He knows that leaving you alone, a bumpire watch 15 minutes. Now try until you're weak. Until be bumpire says you're weak. Your infirmity is helped by the Holy Ghost when you take over the prayer. And then he'll be helping you. You don't know what it was, but the Holy Ghost, Bible says, he that speaketh unknown doesn't know what he's saying. But in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries are happening. Greater things are happening between the realms of the spirit. Things, as you are speaking about Tolima, you don't know that there's a witch in your family, the arrow of the Lord is just being thrown against the person. Hallelujah. Amen. Kugano, are you with us? The way your eyes are going round, it doesn't seem to be well, but the Holy Ghost is here to heal, quicken your body. Say amen. So you have to pray out, you get it. You must desire to have it as a Christian. It's a gift every Christian must have. Every Christian, it's a free gift of God that you need to, but all that God wants to know, that you must desire so that he give it to you. Number 6, persistence. Eh? Persistence. You must desire it. Did I give you a scripture for that? Pray until you receive it. Number 5. The scripture is John, 1 John 5. 1 John 5, 14 and 15 says that, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, and it's the will of God that every Christian must have the Holy Spirit to be with you. Isn't it true? So if you pray according to his will, Bible says he heareth us. And if we know he heareth, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have desired of him. Amen. Number 6, persistence. Always keep doing it. Asking for, don't give up. Don't give up. Continue to persist. Continue. Today, if you anoint you, you get it. That's it. If you don't get it, still come. We will anoint you again. We will anoint you. You have to come and ask for anointing upon till you have it. Because it's a must you get. Asset of a Christian is to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit. Say amen. So Luke chapter 11, we know the story, 5-8. Which one of you having a friend who comes to him and say, give me food, and he says, oh, I'm sleeping. He says, no. Even if you're sleeping, you will have to, by importunity or persistence, you will get it. So when God knows that you need it seriously, he will freely give it to you. Amen. Number 7, let the river flow. Somebody say, let the river flow. That means that when you catch it, never stop praying in tongues. Never stop praying in tongues. Give yourself that, look, I'm going to pray in tongues for the, I don't know when. Maybe I'm timing myself. Pray till you get tired. Before we know, you are praying for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You are allowing the flow. As you are flowing, you are developing your spiritual strength. So many things that your carnal mind would have thought about, because now the Spirit of God is on you. You're thinking spiritual things. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy? Are you blessed? Have you received revelation of this? How many are going to be very spiritual from today? Yes, you need it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, run, let the river flow. John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. Jesus said that he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. By this he spake of the spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Can you see it? Huh? When he said, they that believe in me, their belly shall flow of the rivers of waters. What he said about that is, he said, the explanation is in the bracket. But by this, he spoke of the spirit. When we say the river from your belly, your spirit man must be alive, flowing. By this, he meant the spirit. That which they that believe on him should have. Obia, oh, Jesus said, Esese wunya. Obia wudi de chidiye. You should have it. You should have it. Because without it, you cannot do well in your prayer life. You cannot do well in your physical life. You cannot do well in health. You need the Holy Spirit to be with you. By this, we meant that all those who believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because at that time, Jesus was not yet glorified. He had not gone. Remember, he said that, I'll go, and when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. I will send the Holy Spirit. So Jesus has already purposed that everybody who follow him must have this. Because how was he able to pray for long, Maxwell? It was the Spirit of God that helped him in his weaknesses, in his infirmities. At a time when he was so desperate and so worried and death was facing him, he could still pray for 3 hours. Some of us, small problem come now, you can't even sleep for it. But Jesus Christ knew that he was going to be killed, they were going to beat him, they were going to do all those things. Yet, he said that my soul is sorrowful, sorrowful. Yet he could pray for 3 hours. What happened? Help him. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was upon him. Hallelujah. 25 benefits of speaking in tongues. 25. Number one. Write it. Aubrey. You are not spiritual. That's why Aubrey is here. When you pray in tongues, you charge yourself like battery. Say, like battery. I charge myself. So one mumpire in the home one just say, body now won't even charge it. Why is it a fun a woo? You charge yourself. Amen. Number two, when you pray in tongues, you immediately are inspired by the Holy Spirit. You are inspired. You see that something is talking to you, something is showing you something to do. It's guiding us what to do. As we are praying, so that ideas are dropping into your spirit. That's the benefit of praying in tongues. That's how Jesus said, everybody must have it. Because how would the Holy Spirit inspire you to do something or catch some revelation? You say you want to sing. You say you want to do anything. It takes the Holy Spirit to inspire you. So you must be able to pray in tongues for some hours. Then you see the ideas are flowing. Number three, when you pray in tongues, you pray from your heart. That's from your spirit. Number four, when you pray in tongues, you pray. Your prayer is dictated and directed by the Spirit of God. Wow, isn't that a blessing? That your prayers are being directed by the Holy Spirit. And it goes straight to the presence of God. No pain, no cave. Number five, when you pray in tongues, you operate instantly in the spiritual realm. Hold on. In the spiritual realm. Why do you not tell us about 90 and God? Number seven, when you pray in tongues, devils do not understand what you are saying. Don't you like to pray that Satan cannot understand what you are saying? Because the Bible said that you pray in into what? Mysteries. Wow. So you see that you can stand before your enemies. Then you are praying, Pasuti Brakata, and I say, they are not okay. They are not okay. They are not making. If you like touch me, you see what happens. Some of you, that's how you have to use to fight your enemies. When you get to a place, you know, these people don't like me. You get there, I'm more sakatori, my baba, and then, receive the power to become as strong. Amen. When you pray in tongues, number eight, you pray in tongues, you can hear the voice of the Spirit. When you pray in tongues, number nine, you can pray for long hours. That's one of the main benefits of praying in tongues. Number 10, when you pray in tongues, you can practice intercession. Intercessions. Number 11, when you pray in tongues, you speak to yourself and God. This helps you to concentrate on God everywhere you are. Number 12, when you pray in tongues, you give thanks and praises well. 13, when you pray in tongues, it's a sign to the world that Christ is in you. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Mark 16:17. What does it say? Mark 16:17. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What are the signs? In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in what? So if you are not speaking in new tongues, it's not a sign that you are. He that believe in me, these signs shall follow them. Receive these signs in your life. Amen. 13, when you pray in tongues, it's a sign that the world, that Christ is in 13. 14, when you pray in tongues, you have taken the first steps into supernatural things. That's the first step. You have not entered into spiritual things. Wow. Say wow. Wow. The next one, when you pray in tongues, you are exercising faith in God. 16, when you pray in tongues, you are doing what great men like Paul did. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than anybody. 17, when you pray in tongues, you can pray against your enemies in their presence without them knowing what you are saying. When you pray in tongues, number 18, you can pray and think. You know, what people don't know is that you can still be praying in tongues and still doing whatever you are doing. Because when you pray in tongues, your mind doesn't understand what you are saying, but your spirit is the one speaking. So you can, that's why we are teaching you all these things. Because we are teaching about how to pray. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to pray. Okay? And so you can pray in tongues. Number 20. When you pray in tongues, you can pray and read your Bible. So as you are reading your Bible, you are still praying. Matthew chapter 15. Number 21. When you pray in tongues, you can pray and read other books. 22. When you pray in tongues, you can pray and listen to CDs. Okay, you put on a CD message or podcast. As the message is playing, because messages on podcast average about 1 hour. Uh-huh. So by the time the message starts and end, you see that you have listened to the message and you also prayed. You have charged yourself. It's not a blessing for yourself. Yeah. That's why you live long. Yeah. When you pray in tongues, 23, you can pray and watch videos. 24, when you pray in tongues, you can pray and still do your works. You can still be working and still be praying in tongues. You are a carpenter. So it's like something that you need to do. Anything you are doing, you can do it. So if you are a Christian, you don't pray, it means that you don't understand why you have to pray. Because God has given us the Spirit to help us to pray. So it means that everybody can at least pray for 3 hours a day. Easily cry. In fact, you can even pray more than 3 hours. Every day. The last one, when you pray in tongues, you can walk around and still be praying. Wow, 25 benefits. It's not powerful. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. I need your spirit. I need my spirit. Lift up your hands. Kantoli masakatari makandori mushikatarianda. Mariana, open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord, drop your spirit into me. Help me to pray in the spirit. Now I know the importance of being a spiritual person and be able to pray in the spirit. Lift your voice and pray. Le musika tandarama kandelebo shikata rekotama tandere mukatiyana remosangana masekatariyana osheti kandere mukandereba mako sita nama tandere mo hikana masandere mosekatayana anayana rekotayana lense kandere ma konda reka monza ninka ndonde mbroka tanzi minka nando rima konde rima kanda rima kanda rima humpa sandere mukat Mukandere mukandere mukama ma 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 Humaseta boteaka. Undere mukandere 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 mu. Andu na 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 na. Andu ni na 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 na. Rekatare yana na makadayana. Indelelelelele. As you are praying, if you cannot pray in tongues, please come forward. If you cannot, you have never experienced that one before, come. Come forward, please. Come. Come and stand here. I'm going to lay my hands on you for the Holy Ghost to come upon you so that you can, from today, come. 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 Take a step of faith. Come forward. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, please, it's not a shy thing. Come and receive. It's a free gift of God. Come. Come as you are praying. Kandole moshikatareya nana makayana. Manse katari masundere mukadiyana. Amakunari masundere mukandariyana. Andole moshikatare de delele. Rentole makandore mukandere moshikatariyana. Anko na 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 ya. Inko tare masakatariyana. Inara masakatayana ramakotayene. Otana na 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 na. Mendelele. Mankurima. Mandelele. Mandelele.
You've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.